Torah in Parshat Tzav tells us, "Vayikach Moshe Hashem and Hamishcha, Vayimshach es Hamishkan v'skol Hashabo v'yikadesh Osam." And in terms of anointing of Aaron and consecrating him, the Ramban in Parshat Tzav says that first Moshe anointed Aaron and the Mishkan together. So, to use the expression of the Ramban, "Kadesh ye hamakriv mezuman lavo el hamikdash." So he who does the service should be immediately ready to come in into the mikdash. And then subsequently, it says that he anointed Aaron and his sons together. And just in terms of explaining the Ramban, it seems that the Mashiach of Aaron, the anointing of Aaron and consecrating him, there were two halachas. One was, it was a kiyum in terms of mishichas of the gavra. Through this, Aaron became Kohen Gadol. And that was a kiyum together with his sons. But beyond that, he was niskahein through the mishicha, together with his sons. But before that, there was also mishicha of Aaron together with the Mishkan and the Mikdash, because the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to the other Kohanim, is a Kiyum Mikdash. So to speak, is like one of the Klei HaMikdash. And therefore, the Mikdash requires that there be a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. And therefore, first Aaron was consecrated and anointed together with the Mishkan. And subsequently, he was anointed. He was anointed with his sons. That was halacha in terms of the kiyum of in gavra to become Kohen Gadol, but also there's a kiyum in mikdash. And this is what the pasuk in Zechariah says as relates to the meaning of the Kohen Gadol. That, in the words of the Nadi, Todin es Basi v'gam Tishmo es Chatzerai. So that the Kohen Gadol he's responsible for the Mikdash. And the Rambam in Perakei from Hilchos Klei Mikdash says, "Ubayis yelo muchan b'mikdash for hu hanikra lishkas Kohen Gadol," that there was an apartment for the Kohen Gadol in the base of Mikdash. V'tif'arto gfodo shia yoshe b'mikdash kol yom, and his glory and honor is to be in the mikdash all day. V'lo yetze el lebeisu b'vad b'layla osha oshtayim b'yom. He should only go leave the mikdash only at night or a few hours during the day. V'yebeisu b'yushalayim ve'en uzaz misham. And he should live in Yushalayim and never leave there. And the reason for that is, as I said, that the job of the Kohen Gadol is a dual role. First, in terms of the position of Kohen Gadol, Gavra, but also he is the mikdash and the mishkan requires somebody available to do the avoda, to be responsible for the mikdash, for the kedushas of mikdash, as the Navi Yischaiah of Yushmir, as Chatzeroi, and that's why there was a double mishicha for Aaron.